Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
To the snack bar.
I need some more volume in my headphones.
Admiral snack bar?
Is that enough?
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Nikki, do you have enough volume? May I turn your volume up? No? Okay.
Perfect.
We're just rebooting.
That's all. Yeah, that's all. You know.
Technicalities. Please stand by. No, it's fine. It's Free Talk Live. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
I usually say some stuff right about now, don't I?
Yeah, sometimes.
I think I have. I have
like that.
Traditional
things
to do.
We gotta reboot you. I think.
Have you turned me off and turned me back on recently?
Are you plugged
Does
in?
Does anybody have a bowl of rice?
Is he plugged in?
Rice in quotes. Yes, rice. That's what I need a bowl of. Captain's log.
There you go.
Stardate 12032023. It is Free Talk Live. I am your host, the authentic Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will, man. Joining me,
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
Now that was a change, right?
That was a change. There's something else that I normally do, right?
The phone number?
Starting?
I did that.
Phone number?
Yeah, 603-283-6160. It is a live call-in talk radio program. We're on 180 radio stations, something like that. So
you can call in.
You can. 603-283-6160.
Yeah, change the subject right now, please.
Santa Claus was gunned down.
Ah!
Hope he's got a good lawyer.
Christmas is ruined.
I'm trying to remember. I didn't write this, but it's one of the earliest parodies I remember ever learning, and it was well before I discovered who Dr. Demento was, well before I think Weird Al even released anything as far as his parody career is concerned. It was a parody of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and it was Rudolph the Six-Gun Shooter.
Oh.
Had a very shiny gun.
Wow.
And if you ever saw it, he would turn around and run.
Dang.
All of the other hunters used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any hunting games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, "Rudolph, with your gun so bright, won't you shoot my wife tonight?"
Oh, my God.
"Why, sure," said Rudolph. Then how the hunters loved him as they shouted out with glee, "Rudolph the Six-Gun Shooter, you'll go down in history."
That's a new one for me. I've never heard that one. Yeah. I just know the Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, Robin Lane thing.
That's the only line I know.
I only know wholesome Christmas.
Wholesome
parodies.
Christmas parodies.
Yeah.
I have some. They're COVID carols. They are parodies.
COVID carols, yes.
They should be busted out. It is December now.
Yep.
So over at what is my website?
I don't know.
It's Captain
you have a couple,
com.
Right? Yeah.
It's CaptainKickass.com.
Don't you have another one that links to the same thing?
Well, okay, but like that's the easiest one to remember,
yeah.
CaptainKickass.com. I had a bunch of other websites that weren't that, and then I finally got this one, so now that's the one.
Yeah, that's the one.
I've had it for a couple of years now, but like...
Sometimes it can be hard to get website, like even if it's just a domain that one's using.
I had to pay $600.
Yes, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, somebody else owned it, and like they wanted, I don't know, $1,200, $1,300 for it or something like that. And I was like, no.
$1,200?
Offer them $500. You know, and they were like, well, we'll do it for six. I'm like, okay, one-time
that's
fee, $600. It sucks, man. Like,
insane.
I didn't really have $600 at the time
to
do it, but I figured out a way to make it work, and so I did, because I was just tired of not having it, and like, here was the first opportunity.
Especially if someone's not using it. It's like, come on, man.
They're holding it for ransom.
Yeah, it was, that's literally what they were doing. It was just a parking page.
Well, I know some people who will, like, they have kind of a business doing that, like they'll just buy up random domains and then just wait until someone wants it, and then it's like, if that's your business name, you're gonna pay for it because like you need that website.
You guys know what toll free telephone numbers are, right? 800-888-877-877.
Oh, yeah.
866 and 855, if you don't know, are also toll free numbers. And I think they're either going to release or have released 844 as well.
Yeah, we're running out of phone numbers.
Yeah, they'll do like 833 too. Whatever. Yeah. They've got plenty to draw from. But my point is, whenever they release a new prefix, right? So I was working in telephony when they released 877.
Whoa. Oh, yeah.
Right? So, like, it didn't exist. One of my jobs, along with another guy, was to log into this, we'll call it a database. It was the RESP.org database, Responsible Organization.
Responsible.
It's all very FCC, you know, regulated. And our job was to get vanity numbers and reserve them in the business that I worked for's name.
Okay.
So, like, you know, 1-800-FLOWERS, right? Well,
so
do you want to have 877-FLOWERS, too? Like, we would reserve these vanity numbers, and then our salespeople would try and go and sell them. So we
like
had
the old-school version of the website domain thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so we had, like, 877-Microsoft or whatever. The, you know, there's a couple extra letters there, but, like, essentially, right, that type of a thing. So they would go and reserve these vanity numbers, and then our salespeople would go out and try and sell them.
Like 1-800-ILLITERACY.
Because that's like even now, I think a toll-free number is 10 cents a minute to the owner. So,
but you don't even need a toll-free number,
no.
Right? With a, I mean, every call is pretty much free.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your,
what's the
cell
toll?
Phone. There's no toll.
It's, it's 10 cents a minute, though, right? For, like, if you're a business and you want to have your own toll-free number, you pay 10 cents a minute for every
call. For them to call you.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's how that works.
There should be incentive to have the customer service reps working.
There are still reasons, plenty of good business reasons to have a toll-free number. I can't think of one off the top of my head.
we can't think of any, but I'm
but
sure
plenty.
There's plenty, yeah.
like on a personal level, if, like, you, let's just say your family goes to jail a lot.
Yeah, I can relate to that. Okay.
1-800-BAIL-BONDS.
Well, because, like, you have to get credits. Like, you're allowed one phone call, or so they say, right? But you have to, like, purchase credits to make phone calls if you don't have that kind
of. So if you have a toll-free number that negates that?
Right. Like, if you have a personal toll-free number and you give it to your daughter or, you know, whatever, whoever it is in your family that, you know.
Gets you out.
Yeah, like, they can make that call without paying for it. They can just go to any phone. And dial the number
with
no need to pay for it because it's already being billed to you. It's like a collect call in that respect.
That's, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can get a personal toll-free number pointed at, like, your cell phone, for example.
Yeah.
You just don't want to give it out to anybody.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's going to cost you 10 cents a minute, you know? Yeah. So, anyway, I don't know why we're talking about that now. Yeah. But Santa Claus, apparently, was gunned down.
Apparently.
Apparently.
Not by a parent. Which, by the way, if there's any children listening, Santa Claus is not real. It's your parents.
Yeah, we have to do this every year.
Oh,
yeah.
That's the disclaimer?
I usually wait until Christmas to do it. But
you don't do the countdown? Like, we're going to talk about Santa Claus. You close your ears? No?
No, we actually had somebody call in. Like, and he, I forget who it was, but it was like a regular caller. Like, he had called before.
They were like, Captain, I'm disappointed in you.
Yeah. He called us, and he was like, I listened to this show with my 5-year-old granddaughter or whatever, and I was like, why are you listening to this show with a 5-year-old, first of all?
I mean, our humor is kind of lowbrow, so maybe.
Yeah, I mean, we can only say so much on the radio. You know, we can't get, like, too dirty, but we say some things that are pushing the envelope, you know what I mean?
This is what I find funny, though, is, like, somebody's berating me for telling the truth.
Well,
it's like, it's weird, too, because I have people in my social circle, my greater social circle, not necessarily here in New Hampshire. In fact, specifically not here in New Hampshire, who, I don't know how to say it, but, like, their demeanor now is like, like they're mad at me because like I moved away.
Oh, okay.
Right? That's like crabs in a bucket.
But like
you got out, we need to pull you back down.
Yeah.
Kind of, but like I'm
that's
like
kind of weird though.
Like why would you be mad at me for doing something that I wanted to do that I'm driven to do and you know like that's just right. It's like that meme that's going around about like you know I've never had such a weird feeling as being hated for loving freedom.
Yeah.
You know, it feels like that, like a little bit, right? I'm like, that's weird to get that vibe off of people that, like, you know, who are supposedly
my
friends.
It is kind of strange, too, like if someone's leveling up or they're developing or they're, you know, they're improving their life. It's strange to kind of hold that against somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh, you moved out of your hometown. Like, we hate you now.
Right.
It's like,
you're not a local anymore.
Yeah. Okay. Like, well, I mean, kind of weird,
you,
but...
If you look at the whole Cerveza sickness, the vaccine, I mean, how many people were just torn apart by that?
Just
philosophy. Oh, you're not getting it?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not my friend anymore.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I'll come to your funeral.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah, people got really crazy the past few years.
Crazy with that.
Like, like you said, like, it tore families apart. Luckily, my family's pretty cool, because I do have some pretty extreme to, like, a normie status perspective,
sure,
political beliefs,
yeah.
And I've always, kind of, like, everything I do, I, like, take it all the way.
Yeah.
So my family's kind of used to that with me.
Yeah. You're
but
a bit all or nothing, you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much.
Me too.
And my family's never held it against me, you know. If somebody's interested enough or if something I say bothers them enough, they will reach out to me and be like, hey, that wasn't cool or whatever. Or if it's just like an uncomfortable thing, it's like, yeah, Thanksgiving, Christmas, like maybe let's not talk about, you know, vaccinations at the dinner table.
I mean, no truth zone.
You know, and if it comes up, then, you know, we're I'm not offended by having like an open discussion with people. Even on, like, taboo topics.
Yeah.
But I've never been, like, ostracized by, like, friends or family. Like, my family's pretty accepting. They're, you know, they're...
It's just a couple of people that I just didn't expect it from. You know what I mean? Like, there's people in my life that I'm like, yeah, they're probably going to be judgy.
Yeah.
Whatever, and that's fine. But, like, a couple of people I didn't expect it from. That's not to say... Like, I'm not trying to bag on, like, my friends who, you know, aren't here in New Hampshire. But I have plenty of them who are like, dude... You were never going to do anything else. You know?
Really?
And they're like you were always going to leave, and like, I'm glad you did. You're in a place that you enjoy now. You're around people.
Enjoy your no sales tax, your no income
you're,
tax.
You're around people who,
enjoy
you know,
freedom.
Are of like-minded, you know, nests,
so
if you will.
So how long were you in Seattle for?
22 years.
22, yeah, so that's like the bulk of your life, okay. So like, even though that's not like where you grew up, I mean, that is where you...
It's where I had all my fun.
Yeah, I mean, that's where you live. Like,
I mean,
that was your home for a
I
very
moved there
long time.
And let me
see,
how old was I? I was like 25 or 26 when
I
was
there. That's like all of your adult life, pretty much.
Do you rub it in to the folks back in Seattle? Like, oh, it's just so great here in New Hampshire. Oh, because I do that to some of my Connecticut friends. Like, they're complaining about something. It's just like, well, you know, no problems up here.
They heard all of that on my way out.
Yeah.
So, I don't, you know. They know. They know what I'm doing. You know, they listen to the same people like will tune in every now and again and hear the show. Like, oh, yep, there's Captain.
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
And the thing about Connecticut, I feel like if you're in New England and you're any sort of freedom lover, it's like it's a hop, skip, and a jump away. You know, like for me to move here, it was no big deal at all.
Yeah.
I could have moved somewhere in Massachusetts and it would have been way further away. Like if I moved to Cape Cod, it would have been away. Than moving to Keene was from like where I was living in Massachusetts.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I was just right over the border. It was so easy for me to move here. It's kind of a no-brainer. And I think of that of some of my friends who live, you know, where I kind of grew up in like that area where it's like, you live 10 minutes away from New Hampshire. Like why
20 miles, just come on up.
Yeah. Why don't you just, you know, your life could be substantially better.
And, like, for me, New Hampshire is an amalgam of Western Washington and Wisconsin. So I was born and raised in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Then I sort of wandered the earth, like, came from Kung Fu for a few years. And then I went to Minnesota for, I don't know, 3-4 years or something before I finally moved to Seattle and sort of stayed there. But New Hampshire is this amalgam of Western Washington, which is all mountains, by the way. Right. The Seattle, the greater Seattle area, that whole west coast of Washington state is nothing but hills and mountains. and, you know, lakes and rivers. So it's all, I'm used to, you know, up and down,
yeah,
you know, the curvy roads, you know,
here,
lots
yeah.
of bridges, all that kind of stuff. And then having grown up in Wisconsin, I'm not unfamiliar and lived in Minneapolis, so I'm not unfamiliar with winter, right? And I have to say, a lot of, you hear frequently from people who are like, well, I moved to New Hampshire, but I hate snow.
Really,
it's too cold.
Like, and it doesn't really get that cold.
Having grown up in Wisconsin and then also lived in Minneapolis, Minnesota, I can say that the winters in Minneapolis, Minnesota are way more severe than they ever were in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I can say that the winters in Wisconsin are way more severe than any winter I've had here.
Yeah. We actually have very mild weather out here. I don't know if it's a coastal thing or the science behind
I mean,
it or
Buffalo.
The mountains. Yeah, Buffalo gets more snow than anywhere.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, and that's just right in New York.
And the interesting thing, like, even though both Minnesota and Wisconsin are four-season areas, the four seasons here are almost exact one quarter of the year.
Mm.
Whereas in, like, Wisconsin and Minnesota, like, winter tends to last a little bit longer.
Okay.
Than,
yeah, extra 3 weeks.
You know, summer's a little bit shorter, right?
Yeah.
Somehow, you know, spring or fall, you know, could be longer or shorter depending on how the year goes. But, like, the winter seems to, at least in Minnesota anyway, seems to last from literally Halloween. You know, mm-hmm. until,
mid-April.
You know, March or something like that, mid-April.
I enjoy the seasons.
So, but
I enjoy the weather
the
here.
The four seasons here are like, it's one quarter of the year almost to the day.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's, it's pretty, it goes by rather fast.
Yeah, it does.
I was surprised at each of the winters here. We have had some pretty good dumpings of snow and that kind of stuff, but I had to reacquaint myself with a shovel. I bought a snowblower.
That part sucks. Yeah, I'll give you that. That part sucks.
Finally got a snowblower. So, like, whatever. It's not that big a deal. It really isn't.
Yeah.
It's not going to snow this year because I just bought a tractor with a plow.
I know, right? Yeah, we're going to
get
it.
So it's going to sit in the garage until next year. So.
All right, so Santa Claus apparently was gunned down.
Ho, ho, ho.
In a suspected drive-by shooting.
My gosh. Where was this, Detroit?
Oh, that's a good question.
Chicago.
I don't think Santa goes to Chicago.
We'll find out the sub-headline. So the headline reads, mystery as inflatable Santa gunned down in suspected drive-by shooting.
Oh, inflatable.
Families
do something like that. Like, what a Grinch.
Family's holiday cheer was suddenly deflated when they found their giant Santa inflatable flat on the ground with an apparent bullet hole in it.
Apparent. All right.
A Kentucky resident.
Wow. That doesn't really seem like something that would happen there.
A Kentucky... Kentuckians are...
Louisville, yeah.
Well, I mean...
They're either smashing mailboxes or gunning down.
Really? Maybe. I've never been there, so I can't actually really speak to that, but...
They're famous for whiskey.
Yeah. And it just feels like an urban thing to do.
And fried chicken. Apparently. A Kentucky resident is furious after his inflatable Santa decoration was downed in an apparent drive-by shooting. Donald Nelson had just finished putting up Christmas decorations outside his family home in Lexington days earlier, including a brand new $200 giant inflatable Father Christmas for the front yard. Not to be confused with the wacky, wailing, flying thing, inflatable arm guy.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Oh, right.
Yet the family's holiday cheer was suddenly deflated when they found the inflatable flat on the ground one evening with a large hole in it, WLEX reported. Mr. Nelson told the outlet that he and his wife had been sitting on the couch around 8:15 when they heard a small bang outside. He went out to investigate, and what he found was his new Santa lying on the ground. At first, he thought nothing of it until he looked at his home security camera and saw what appeared to be the moment the inflatable was shot at by someone in a car.
Wow, look at that.
The camera footage obtained by WLEX shows the car turning around while the sound of a firearm rings out. Seconds later, the Santa falls back and starts to deflate.
Very dramatic.
They have a picture of it from the...
Yeah.
There's like half of an American flag in the frame, and then you can see like the fully inflated Santa and the car, quote unquote.
Yeah, security camera.
Yeah, it's a poor photo. On closer inspection, the inflatable was found to have a large 18-inch bullet hole in it.
What?
18.
That
what?
Does that sound like a bullet hole to you?
Well,
I mean, maybe
if
it's
split,
tore. Yeah, it's split. I guess.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't call that a bullet hole. I don't know. That's just a strange way to say it.
Like. Well, let's see if they found an actual book. Because I'm thinking, like, you could probably take one of these out with, like, a wrist rocket or a BB gun.
Yeah. Yeah, like that. Like, oh, they shot it with a 9mm.
This thing is inflating all the time, so I think a little hole probably wouldn't deflate the thing.
Oh, it's got the fan in it that keeps it inflated.
I think if you hit the fan, then, you know, you would take the thing out permanently.
Luckily, Mr. Nelson said he had some friendly neighbors who will sew Santa up again so he can return to his position in the front yard. But he said he fears the apparent shootings could happen again. There are multiple neighbors that have inflatables, too, and, I mean, certainly they could be targeted as well, he told the outlet.
Santa needs an inflatable AR.
Right.
No, he needs inflatable Secret Service men standing on either side of him.
Secret Service
with
snowman.
Inflatable earpieces.
Right.
You know, and inflatable dark sunglasses.
Right.
Maybe they need to wear, what is it, the government, the infiltrators always wear, the pants with the pockets on them.
Oh, what cargo pants?
Yeah, cargo pants. Yeah. The, what do they call them, agents provocateur? if they've done just one, they'll probably do several, he said. If it does happen again, he hopes his neighbors can catch the license plate of the vehicle to track down the culprits. While luckily no one was hurt, apart from the inflatable Santa, in the incident, Mr. Nelson said the situation was no laughing matter. Yeah, there we go. At the end of the day, those people were discharging a firearm at someone's home, which could have more dangerous consequences.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's crazy.
So, couple of things here. If this is me, I, as fast as possible, put that Santa back up.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Because
it's a broken window policy.
Yeah, I ain't going to let some bastards, as they say here in the Northeast, I'm not going to let some bastards deflate my Santa and take the fun out of, you know, my decorations.
Yeah, and you got to, like you said, throw some cargo pants on them, give them an AR, make a sign.
Not cargo pants, khakis.
Yeah, khakis.
But in Boston, khakis mean something different.
Khakis.
Oh.
Get your khakis.
The khakis.
Hand me my khakis. Here. No, those are my pants. I need my khakis.
Your what? Oh, that's
keys of my car.
Park the car.
Car's parked around the corner. Sorry.
Well, we are
Sunday.
That's great.
It's that day.
It's the unplugged version.
Yeah, this is the day when Free Talk Live sort of relaxes a little bit and is trying to be less serious.
Yeah, something
I know
like
somebody's going to call about the warships in the Red Sea.
Yes.
Right, somebody's going to call. So, like, yeah, we know.
We're going to enjoy ourselves until that moment.
Yeah, but like... Yeah.
They did a drive-by on that boat, just like they did the Santa, right? I don't know if it was the same car, but I think they're, you know. But again, who knows if that's true?
If you're
drunk, why are we talking about this? Well, let's someone call in and talk about
it. If you're drunk and you're driving a boat and you get pulled over, do you get a BUI?
Maybe.
OUI.
Operating under the influence, not a boating while intoxicated.
Right. Well, the officer says, anything on your boat that you shouldn't have? It's like, yeah, you. Get off my boat.
603-283-6160. Coming up, we're going to talk about actual, real pirates. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You
USA News Update. The ceasefire in the Middle East has concluded, reigniting the conflict between Israel and Hamas after a seven-day pause that facilitated the release of some hostages held by Hamas. Initially, over 240 people were held hostage, with more than 136 still in captivity. Israel Defense Forces said that several of its soldiers were lightly injured as a result of an anti-tank missile being fired towards an IDF vehicle in Beit Hillel in northern Israel. A federal appeals court on Friday allowed lawsuits against Donald Trump over the U.S. Capitol riot to proceed.
The court dismissed Trump's claims of presidential immunity, but stated that he can continue to argue that his actions were taken in his official capacity as president. Trump contends that his rally speech addressing matters of public concern is protected by presidential immunity, preventing him from being sued over the January 6th, 2021 riot.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Thank you, Steve Classic, for the
thank you
for that feline rendition of our bumper music.
Which is very bumpery.
The bumper music, by the way, is by an outfit called Rebel Inc. Rebel Inc. So
INC.
Yeah. If you enjoy the bumper music, you might enjoy their actual music. They did, of course, give us permission to use their music.
Maybe not after the meowing they made.
They might be like, oh, we heard that Steve Classic guy. You guys
meowing tomorrow.
We rescind our consent. But
I think one day I was meowing to a Door song, and Matt was like, Jim Morrison would be rolling in his grave right now if he knew
if he was alive
you were
today,
meowing
rolling
over, you know, like Riders on the Storm or whatever.
Meow, 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 meow.
I'm like, meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
If he was alive today, he'd be rolling in his grave.
Yeah.
Page not found.
Do you have a cached version on your device there, Mr. Classic?
Well, I'll see if I can find it. We may have to shift to a 1.5 story.
Is there you know, another source.
Yes, I will. I'll throw that in the chat if you would like.
I'm going to search right now. We have a number two story for you.
It's the second link I sent.
Is it the HP?
HP, yeah.
I got it.
Okay.
So, normally here on Free...
Maybe they're scrubbing the internet of the story, maybe.
Maybe.
No.
They have to scrub it.
Maybe. Once you pop, you can't stop. We're kind of giving it away here. We try on the Sunday edition of Free Talk Live to have a number two story, and we have one. And when we went to go pull it up, it was gone. Yeah. Somehow the USA Today took it down or whatever. And so we were looking for an archived version of it, and we finally found this. From the HuffPo. Ohio attorney suspended after pooping in Pringles can and throwing it from his car.
I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
Like, the only thing that could have made this funnier is if he, like, set it on fire before he threw it, right?
He dropped it off at City Hall.
Like a bomb or something, yeah. Yeah, City Hall, right on the doorstep.
It's not a Molotov cocktail, that's different.
This is something else. We've never heard of this, but, you know, revolutionary.
Jack Blakesley claimed he enjoyed imagining the look of surprise on people's faces when they discovered his creations.
Creations.
Oh, wow. Apparently he thinks...
Now this is getting weird.
He thinks moving his bowels is artistic.
Yeah, okay.
Criminal defense attorney Jack Blakesley presumably plans to change the subject the next time someone asks him how work is going. The Ohio Supreme Court suspended Blakesley on Tuesday for some decidedly unprofessional behavior, pooping in a Pringles can and flinging it onto the parking lot of a crime victim advocacy center in Cambridge, Ohio, in November of 2021.
That sounds like a hate crime.
Mm-hmm.
No?
I mean, does he hate Pringles?
You know? Oh, it's a victim advocacy group.
He hates victims.
Yeah.
He hates these cans.
Yeah. Anybody?
No? Okay. Steve Martin?
No.
The Jerk?
No.
They're
shooting the oil cans.
They're shooting, right?
Yeah.
He hates these cans. So the guy got suspended. The court suspended him for 1 year with 6 months stayed for the gross act and said his conduct adversely reflects on his fitness to practice law. I mean...
Kinda.
Like... I think I'm with you, Steve. If he had chucked it at, like, the courthouse or the state house or, you know, some government facility, right, I might be of the opposite opinion right here. I might be like, no, that actually makes him far more qualified to practice.
Oh,
yeah, like,
right.
Cool.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I trust that guy.
You know,
yeah.
But
yeah, I would hire him, probably.
I'd hire that guy.
And I have no idea, like, what victim advocacy group was targeted here, so, yeah, I got no opinion on the matter.
It does sound bad, though. It's like, oh...
Yeah, he might have lost a case to those guys or something, the victim advocacy group.
I mean, yeah, they could be awful, but it kind of just seems that it's like, victim advocacy, like, typically that sounds like a good thing, right? Like, oh, you're advocating for victims, and it's like,
yes, we need more victims. I'm advocating for victims.
Yeah. Right? No.
There's not enough victims in the world. Right. Everybody needs to become a victim.
Well, now they are a victim of the Pringles can.
That's a demented... Yeah. Definition of victim advocacy.
Yeah. We need more.
Sorry, I didn't mean to pull the rug for under you. You were in mid-stride, and I just, shoop.
You're like, victims.
Victim advocacy.
We need more.
I'm pro-victim.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. All right, anyway, the article continues. The court noted there was clear and convincing evidence that Blakesley targeted the Haven of Hope Center, which employed people whom he admitted he'd known for years and whom he was probably going to see in court just minutes after tossing the Pringles can into the center's parking lot.
Shaking him up a little bit.
You know what this reminds me of? That, was it the, I'm trying to remember. Was it the Kids in the Hall? I think it was. Or maybe it was, it was the Upright Citizens Brigade.
I have not heard of this.
There's a bit called Ass Pennies.
Wow.
That
and
sounds
you're
familiar.
Digging deep here.
And I, in that skit there, too. without getting too descriptive, the skit is basically two guys on a golf course. One guy not successful, the other guy super successful. And he's like, dude, just tell me your secret. How are you so much more successful? We're in the same profession, blah, blah, blah. And the guy's like, well, reach into your pocket there. Grab, you know, you got some change? He's like, yeah. Like, you see all them pennies there? Guess where they've been. So the idea is that he takes pennies and does things with them to himself. Yeah. And then distributes them, and that gives him a sense of superiority to everybody.
I've heard of this.
And is why he's so successful. Now, it's a hilarious skit.
I've actually done this, and this is how I got so successful.
With the pennies?
Yeah, with pennies.
Really?
I have no change in my pocket. But that's what this reminds me of, right? Like, here's a guy who's trying to, like, you know, he's going to court, so he needs a power play, he needs a power move, something like, you know. And so he decides to poop in a Pringles can and chuck it onto the property of who he's going to battle with.
Right. You know? Just throw him off guard.
Which
it's almost like in Pumping Iron when Arnold Schwarzenegger hid the T-shirt from Lou Ferrigno.
Okay, now I don't know what this guy looks like or, you know, what kind of physical condition he's in or whatever, but I don't believe that I could. My aim isn't that good, is what I'm saying. Like, I don't believe that I could do that and get it in the can without some sort of intervention with a device, a scooper, something, right? You know, like, or, you know, a dog scooper, right? You want to pluck it out of the toilet and then chuck it in the can or something? Like, and we can't be too descriptive here, so.
Yeah.
A knife? You might need the poop knife.
The things we talk about.
Surveillance video shows Blakeslee driving by the parking lot, slowing down, turning around, and passing it a second time.
Yeah.
He then tosses the can out of his car and drives off to the courthouse.
Yeah, a lot of drive-bys tonight. Yeah.
Get that package we left out for you. The Pringles package.
I don't... I probably have enemies, but they're not like, you know, not like sworn in, not like, I don't.
Nemesis.
There are people who have harmed me in my life that I wouldn't even think of doing this to.
Yeah, it's kind of just move on, you know?
This doesn't seem to have any purpose.
It's also strange, you know what I mean?
It's like a, you know, high school prank.
I would only do something like that. I wouldn't do it to, like, get at somebody. I would just do it, like, out of pure necessity. You know what I mean?
Well,
like, this is my only option right now. I got to do this.
I'm stuck in an elevator.
Okay,
I'm stuck in an elevator. All I have is
a Pringles can.
You put a Pringles can. Like, you know, something like that. I couldn't imagine being like...
I hope I got my aim.
I mean, I would do the flaming dog poop bag before.
Right.
I would do something like that.
I've done that.
A classic.
I've actually done that. Like, yeah.
I've done that
it's
before.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't have the internet growing up. We had to manufacture our own fun.
Right.
So, yeah, ding dong ditch.
Yeah,
that turned into the flaming, you know, bag of dog poo.
Prank phone calls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, all that kind of stuff. Because nobody can trace that.
It's a lost art.
Nobody can trace that.
Everyone's got a ring doorbell now. You're busted.
Yeah.
But as an adult, it's like, you don't have anything better to do? I don't have the time in my day to be like, I'm going to go do a drive-by.
This guy had to be pretty, like,
crap in a Pringles can.
Upset and motivated to do this, right?
Yeah.
This took some...
This took thought. Yeah.
This is
premeditated.
Yeah, this is premeditated.
It's probably just
spontaneous,
regular.
Like, yeah, you know? He was just like, you know what? He drove by, he looked at it, and was like, I hate those guys.
No, he's in the John doing his morning constitution. He's like, oh, bowl's full. Where can I put the rest of this?
Okay.
Oh, I'll just grab this empty Pringles can.
You know, the victim advocacy group probably wouldn't let him use the bathroom at one time. So this is his way of getting back at those people.
You know what? I'm going to start doing that to gas stations that deny me. You know, I'm on a road trip. I'll be seeing you later. When I come back through town, I'll be seeing you later.
We're thinking of a storage facility in Connecticut that may need a package, too.
There used to be, and maybe there still is. I don't remember the name of the website, but there used to be a website that you could go to, and it started around the holidays some years ago, that you could go to, and you could order, like a gift box with a turd in it.
A real one?
Yeah, deliver. I think it was a dog turd specifically that they would anonymously deliver to whomever. Right? You had to pay for it. I think it was $50 or something. Right? And it shows up in like plain paper packaging.
$50. I can harvest my own for you know less than. I mean, that's a steep price.
Okay, but they also do it anonymously. So yeah, you know.
Yeah, I know it is a lot of work. Maybe I would pay $50 for that. I wouldn't, but no. That's actually dumb. Never
but mind. At that point, you send it to someone you know and just see if they bring it up.
So what would you, could you believe
would
you somebody
get for Christmas?
Sent me
this? With a return
no.
address?
What'd you get for Christmas? Anything good? No.
A witness saw Blakeslee throw the Pringles can and discovered the contents. She filed a report with Cambridge Police. Blakeslee eventually pled guilty to a misdemeanor charge.
Like yeah, this was like a charge. He got charged.
Misdemeanor charges, so plural, of disorderly conduct and littering.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely littering.
And paid a $248 fine plus court costs, according to Court News Ohio.
It was interesting. The
so
woman
$50 would have been cheaper.
The woman found the Pringles can.
The woman saw him chuck the can.
Oh, that's why she opened it. It was like,
and she was like,
oh, where is this Pringles can?
What is that man throwing? Right? You know, went out, picked up the can. And oh, it's not Pringles.
I'm hungry. What's in here?
Oh, sweet.
Shame people be throwing away perfect Pringles like that.
There's still something in it.
Those are heavy Pringles.
Well, we are off the rails.
We have gotten carried away.
Oh, jeez.
Please,
right, bring
please
back,
call.
Captain.
Call now
bring
and change
back.
The subject.
At his disciplinary hearing this week, Blakeslee denied that he intentionally chose the center as the target for his doo-doo-filled Pringles can. Rather, he claimed he simply had a habit of putting his feces in containers and randomly tossing them from his vehicle as a prank. He estimated that he did this at least 10 times per year.
He Whoa. Sounds like a bad defense attorney if he's, like, admitting to all of this on the... You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's giving up the ghost.
You're supposed to just be like, that wasn't me, or yeah. something, or...
What's the difference between...
Oh, I do this all the time. This doesn't sound very good.
What's the difference between a lawyer and a catfish?
I don't know.
One's a scum-sucking bottom dweller.
And one's a catfish.
The other one's a fish. The other one's a fish.
Yep.
Blakeslee said the prank was a way to blow off steam, and that he enjoyed imagining the look of surprise on people's faces when they discovered his creations.
His creations.
His creations.
10 times a year. That's like once a month or something, you know?
Maybe he ramps up around the holidays. I don't know.
Maybe it's all around the holidays, and you know, he just lays off. And, you know, that's his Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho. Blakeslee didn't claim to have any sort of mental illness. Well, you don't have to claim it to have one.
Yeah. Now we know you're mentally ill. It's okay. You don't have to admit it.
And he denied that his hobby, he's calling it a hobby, was related to a diagnosis of PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, he received after serving in Vietnam.
I mean, is that not a mental illness? I'm pretty sure that's a diagnosed mental illness.
It used to be. It's been called many things. Shell shock.
Yeah.
Right? Is the one I remember. But now it's PTSD. Right?
Yeah.
Right. That sounds way, well, you know, so way less culpable to the military.
But, so, yeah, shell shock is, you know, specifically like World War I, World War II, like military things. But PTSD, I think, just because, like, you can have PTSD from, like, anything.
That's true.
Car accident or something like
There's
that.
There's probably people having PTSD from this episode right now.
Probably.
Yeah. But he said, there has to be something going on that's related to some of the things I went through in early life. Okay. The Ohio Supreme Court noted that the evidence in this case shows that despite societal standards of cleanliness and decorum, Blakeslee failed to control his own bizarre impulses to place feces-filled cans out in public for unsuspecting people to find. The court said Blakeslee's aberrant conduct...
Abhorrent?
I think it's supposed to be abhorrent, but I don't know. His conduct has adversely reflected on his own fitness to practice law, brought discredit to the profession through significant media attention.
Wait, that brings discredit to being a lawyer?
Yeah, what about all, what's all the other stuff?
Yeah. 99% of the lawyers give the other 1% a bad name.
Man, sometimes I'm hopeful, you know, when I think about the greater liberty movement, the freedom movement that's here in New Hampshire, when I think about stuff like the Free State Project, when I think about people coming and visiting and moving and all the great people that I've met since I got here, I feel hopeful, right? I'm like, oh, right. Man. But then I hear about stuff like this, and I'm like, man, we're not going to make it, are we? The human race, that is.
Well, I mean, this is in Ohio.
Okay, but, like, geography is not.
I mean, it could be Florida, man.
Right. Yeah. You know, I mean, like,
well,
you look at...
This probably happens all the time. It's just that it's getting reported. Now you know about it.
Right. Right. Yeah. But that's what I mean. Like, people are still behaving very poorly and doing dumb things.
Yeah.
So, like, sometimes I'm hopeful, sometimes I'm not.
Yeah.
So. It's almost, with stuff like this, it's like a lack of control. You know what I mean? And it's a mix between, like, a lack of control and being such a weirdo.
Yeah.
Because this is a strange thing. This isn't, like, lack of control, like, oh, I'm mad at this person, I'm going to go punch him in the face. It's like a more normal response, right? It's like, okay, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
But pooping in a Pringles can and throwing it, I mean, that's just the steps that had to happen.
Well,
and then
the
doing
Pringles
it
first.
Regularly.
Well, maybe he didn't. Maybe he didn't eat the Pringles. He could have just thrown them.
And maybe he uses a different receptacle each time. It's like whatever's on the floor in his car. He's like, McDonald's bag.
It's a bag of Doritos.
Bag of Doritos.
Wow.
First of all, I don't believe the guy when he says he wasn't targeting the that was definite. And like, what I'm saying here is that type of behavior, while is preferable to somebody doing a drive-by shooting, right? It's the same type of behavior. He's doing it because he wants some sort of vengeance. He wants some sort of, right? He wants to cause them something, right? That makes it, that takes them out of their daily, their normal, right? That shocks them, right? I don't want to commend a guy for this behavior, but, you know, he's not shooting people, so okay, that's better. But, like, it's still despicable. It's still deplorable.
But it's okay. But it's okay for the guy in Colorado, or what was in Denver, where the homeless people were pooping in his business, and he picked it up and brought it to City Hall.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
this is different than that.
I think it is.
Because
I think he's trying to, like, with the Denver guy, it's like he's trying to make a point, like, he is blaming the issue, the city, for the homelessness issue, and I blame him, too.
He falsely believes that government can fix the homeless problem.
But he rightly knows that they helped cause the homelessness problem.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And now these people are pooping in front of his storefront.
Right. And so
he was so sick of cleaning it up that he's like, you know what?
And the inaction of government to do anything to right it.
Mm-hmm. But this guy is just doing this is like a college prank more than anything.
This is like grow up.
Yeah. But it's vindictive is what it is.
Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's a college prank.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if he was doing it to other lawyers, then we'd be all right, awesome.
But you can't be like, oh, it's my PTSD. Your PTSD didn't make you do this.
Yeah.
Oh, I was in the war. So? Did they make you poop in a Pringles can and throw it at, you know, litter it in you know, whatever?
I'm sure that he has said that before to get out of something.
Probably, yeah.
You know, because you don't invoke you don't invoke you don't invoke that unless you're trying
to
get out of something.
It's worked before, unless you're trying to get out of something or it's worked before.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, but it is legit, you know, some people do have, like, actual, like, post-traumatic stress disorder. And if they're explaining, like, listen, sorry, like, this is why, if they're trying to explain it. But typically if you're defending yourself and you use it as an excuse, it's...
Well, that was a good number two story.
It was. For the number two story.
It was funnier than last week's.
And, you know, I mean...
They always get better.
But it was kookier.
If you think that's bad... Another place that is renowned for its fecal problems. San Francisco, California.
Yeah.
Right, where they have they are infamous, if you will, for people just sort of wandering down the street, pulling down their pants, and
they got the morbidness. There's an app that you can report to the city if you see that.
Really?
Yes. There's a poop app?
There's a poop app.
In San Francisco.
I don't have it because I don't live in San Francisco, but I've heard about it. I might have to look on the magic rectangle here and see if I can find it.
Well, San Francisco has been doing some things government-wise. California in general really has been doing some things government-wise that just really suck. Like
everything.
Yeah, like they're not really prosecuting shoplifters anymore.
Right. It's legal to shoplift up to $1,000, I think. The poop app was called Snapcrap.
Yeah.
I wonder if they talk about it.
Snap.
We're moving on
Snap
from our
crap. Why I built an app to report poop on the streets of San Francisco. Thank you for your service.
Okay, so couldn't you, as an activist, if you're an activist in San Francisco, perhaps you might consider something like this. I'm just having an idea. Mm-hmm. You just follow politicians around and report wherever they're at.
Oh, yeah.
And like, oh, yeah, there's a piece of crap in court right now. this piece of crap went out to lunch. He's at, Mia's Cafe.
Right, you're supposed to take a picture of the poop if you see it.
Well, yeah.
And then you just
go to City Hall and everyone just takes a picture at City Hall. There's plenty of poop in here.
Yeah, download one of their face shots from their, from the government website, Senator such and such is, located.
Found one.
Watch out. Don't step in it, everybody.
Don't step in it.
That's what I would do anyway. If they had one of those I'd be like, oh, there's a,
Well, that's a great way of taking it to the extreme. And, it's not like.
Love extremes.
It's like picking up the poop in your parking lot in Denver and bringing it to City Hall, but it's a kind of a fun way to use the app to say that, the
cleaner.
Politicians are
crap. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
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 Snap crap.
So, in San Francisco and California in general, they've got some weird laws going on, weird things that they're either doing or not doing. The price of living in the Bay Area is... it is sky high.
Bananas, yeah.
Yeah, super bananas. And, wages aren't, that great compared to other places. But apparently crime in San Francisco is so bad. Well, we'll tell you what happens coming up. It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. More coming up.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.